So, no, science tells us that we should take food regularly, and spirituality tells us that we should fast or we should have austere lifestyles.
No,
coming to your point. So, if at one level we want to fast, but then our body doesn't help, body obstructs us too much in fasting. So, if we keep doing this for a long time, then we get some health consequences because of that, because of following standards of austerity or spirituality. And then if we are medically say advised that you should not do this, then what should we do? Should we follow science or should we follow spirituality? See, it's not a competition. The important thing is that we see our body as a tool for serving Krishna. And if a particular tool requires a particular facility, we can provide that. So, yes, there are some devotees, if they don't eat anything immediately after, within a few hours of waking up, then they may get too much acidity or they may get too much problems. So then, if that is what is biologically required, it is not that, it is not a principle of bhakti that after waking up for 6 hours you cannot eat anything. That's not a principle of bhakti. Somebody has to eat something, you know, we can have some simple food, we have some fruits, some salads, some vegetables, something which is not very tasty, in the sense that we should not get into sense gratification over there. We should not get distracted looking forward to when I can eat. We want to be looking forward towards Krishna when we are trying a sadhana. But if the body needs it, we can provide it. So we can just decide, when I wake up after this, I need 5-10 minutes, I need to take some food. I go and take some food. Some people need to take medicines at that time, they take medicines. If you need to take food, that's fine. So there are standard practices in bhakti, but bhakti always has the facility for individual customization. If a particular person needs a particular thing, then it's not against the principles of bhakti. We just have to focus on making sure that whatever adjustment we are doing, it is helping us in our spiritual growth. Not that we use that as it doesn't become our mind's way to choose the path of least resistance. That the mind's way to take the easy way out. No, if we can take care of that, if we find that, say, doing a particular thing in a particular way, it just keeps our health so much good, it keeps ourselves clearer, it keeps ourselves calm, it keeps us calmer, healthier, and then we are able to serve Krishna better. We have to see the whole picture. Yes, by doing this for 10 minutes in the morning, if my overall service is improving much more, my health is much more, that's fine. What we shouldn't do is, if we need a particular customization, we don't have to go on a campaign for it. No, we shouldn't say that everybody has to do this. I'm eating, I'm feeling so better. You should also eat in the morning. You'll also feel better. No, if some people's bodies can manage to do without them, then they don't have to do that. So we shouldn't. So then, if there's an individual customization that is required within the practice of bhakti, that can be done. But there's no need to go on a campaign for it. There's no need to go on a campaign against it. Campaign for it means, you know, everybody should be doing this. No, that's not required. And campaign against it, some devotee says, you are so attached to your body because of hindrances. Then okay, so offer obeisances to that devotee and move on in our life. So we don't have to, if we have talked with our senior devotees, if we have explained our situation to them, and what we are doing is with their guidance, and if some devotees are judgmental, it doesn't matter. We can't please everyone. In fact, the easiest way to make ourselves miserable is to try to please everyone.